Welcome to Real Money with David Holland, the show that focuses on real people, real problems, and real solutions. David is a certified financial planner with over 20 years of financial experience. And because he actually provides advice to clients on a daily basis, our hyperactive compliance department wants us to tell you that David Holland is an investment advisor representative of Holland Advisory Services, a registered investment advisory firm. He also offers insurance and annuity products through Holland Insurance Services. Holland Advisory Services and Holland Insurance Services are separate affiliated companies that share common ownership under Holland Financial. Commentary given during this radio program is usually pretty smart, but should not be considered investment, insurance, tax, or legal advice. Views expressed concerning specific securities should not be considered an offer to buy or sell. Investment advice and financial planning services can only be given after an analysis of an individual's situation. Only if you hire David and his firm to help you, and only available where Holland Advisory Services is registered or exempt from registering. Here he is, David Holland.
All right. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. So I'm going to shift gears completely on you. Ready? We're going to talk on today's program about something that's very important for both business people, business owners, as well as individuals who are still in the workforce. And that is the subject of, ready, drum roll, disability insurance. What? Yes, disability insurance. It's important. It's something that if you are working, you are active in the workforce, you are productive, and something happens. For death, we have life insurance, right? But if something happens, you're disabled, you can't work, well, that's where disability insurance comes in. So I've invited a guest to come on, a specialist in this area. His name is Zachary Cohen, and he is... Let me get you some information about Zachary. And by the way, Zachary is my son's name, so I love that name. Zachary is a registered representative of Park Avenue Securities and a financial representative of Guardian Life Insurance Company of America. I will just succinctly refer to him as I know him as a disability specialist, disability income specialist. Zachary, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me on, David.
All right. It's good for you to be with us. I've known Zachary for a while now, and he's somebody we look to for extra special knowledge and expertise in the area of disability. Disability is one of the things that Holland Financial does, of course, for business owners as well as individuals. And we look to somebody like Zachary to help us with all the questions that we don't know the answers to, that he will either know what it is or he'll know where to get it. So I appreciate you coming on the program. So let's dive right in here, Zachary. I'll give folks a telephone number. Of course, they can call my office if they've got questions about what we're going to go over on the program today. And you can also reach out to Zachary if you'd like directly, 904-296-1944. And so let's do this. Let's start with some of the basics, Zachary. So when we talk about disability insurance, I kind of set it up there for a second. It's basically similar to life insurance in that it's insuring against something happens to someone that impairs their income generation ability. You know, if you die, obviously that's it. You're not generating any more income, and that's where the life insurance comes in. But with disability, it's a whole different animal. So if you could give my listeners kind of the basic concept of what disability insurance is about, how it works, so then I can ask you some more questions.
Sure. I mean, disability insurance, like you said, is in place for injuries and illnesses. If someone's unable to go back to work because of an injury or illness, I like to refer to it as paycheck protection.
No, that's good.
And, you know, among your greatest assets in life is your ability to earn an income. So everyone has to ask themselves, you know, what would they do if they couldn't go back to work? How are they going to pay for the mortgage, the car, their lifestyle, groceries, vacation? Things are going to change if they're unable to earn an income. So the disability insurance is there to protect that paycheck.
That's good. I mean, income coming in, the money coming in, that's why we call it income, right?
Right.
That's what gives us the opportunity to be financially independent.
Exactly.
And without that replacement, I mean, that's what disability insurance is, right? It helps to replace at least part of the income you had pre-illness, pre-injury, that incapacitating incident of health situation that keeps you from working.
Exactly. I mean, people strive to be financially independent. Hopefully the savings that they've accumulated over the years could keep them going, you know, for a little while. But if you're out for a long-term disability, if it's over 2 years, how are you going to pay for your expenses in that time? I mean, you know, after a short period of time, you're probably going to deplete the savings. So the disability insurance is crucial to have in place when you're in your working years.
Yeah, and it's also, Zachary, it's also you know, obviously if you're having to draw from savings, you're really putting a huge dent into everything that a lot of people work for, which of course is for retirement.
Right.
You know, I mean, once somebody gets to retirement age, if you're disabled or you're disabled when you're retired, obviously at that point, you're not retired without, you know, a lot of people are accumulating money to have money for retirement. It's not really at that point. It's while you're still accumulating and trying to provide for your family.
Exactly. So the disability insurance, while you're out on claim, it continues funding those important expenses like your mortgage, your cars, of your paying for private school for your children. So it keeps the lifestyle the same.
Okay. So with the basic nuts and bolts of disability insurance, somebody says, okay, let's just use a simple example. Somebody makes $4,000 a month. They want to insure that if something happens where they're disabled, their family will receive some portion of that. Then they apply for this insurance. It's not something that's automatic. It's not, you know, sending in a postcard saying, I'll take it. And you apply for it. There are questions about your health.
Correct. When you're applying for disability insurance, there's medical underwriting and financial underwriting. They are going to ask medical questions, and some say that the disability medical underwriting can be more strict than life insurance, just because when you're in your working years, you are more likely to become disabled than actually dying. So. The insurance companies are going to cover their risk because they could end up being paying that claim for the next 30 to 35 years, depending on the person's age.
Yeah, and that'd be a lot of money.
Oh, yeah.
So there is that process. And then once the policy's issued, if everything gets approved, everything goes through, no problems, then you pay a premium each year or each month or however it's set up, and you have this coverage.
Right.
Okay. Right. I know that policies vary, and I'm not going to ask you to give a lot of specifics because there's so much variability with this, Zachary. But basically, once you've purchased that policy, then that's it. You've got your policy and you pay your premiums. And then if ever anything that happens, then that's where the coverage can kick in.
Exactly. A lot of the policies today are what they call a non-cancelable guaranteed renewable, which means that as long as the insured is paying the premiums, the coverage is going to stay in force. The provisions can't change in the policy, and they can't terminate that coverage.
And you used a special word there for which I know what it means because I understand insurance. But for our listeners, there's a special word that Zachary used there: non-cancelable. That also means they can't raise your premium.
Exactly.
And I think that's an important thing to point out because that's not necessarily the case with all policies, right?
Correct. There are policies out there are just guaranteed renewable, like most of the long-term care policies mm-hmm. that you see.
I was going to use that example. That's very good because a lot of people have seen increases when they thought they weren't going to get one with long-term care.
Right. So that's a guaranteed renewable. If you have a non-cancelable guaranteed renewable, you won't see those increases.
And that another obviously important distinction is that this is not long-term care insurance.
No.
I mean, this
long-term
is,
care, I always refer to long-term care. That's the protection you need in retirement, and while you're in your working years, the disability insurance is the protection that you
okay.
need.
Okay, that makes sense. So get long-term care or get long-term disability insurance, short and long-term disability if appropriate, during your working years. And then when you retire, you trade that in for a long-term care disability policy or long-term care policy, not disability.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Good. Folks, even I get a little twisted up with this stuff. It's a little bit heavy duty stuff, and that's why we wanted to have Zachary come on and help us kind of sort it out. And if you're just joining us, Zachary Cohen is our guest today. He is I got my little sheet here. The way I look at Zachary is a disability specialist. He's with Guardian and also Park Avenue Securities and financial representative of Guardian Life Insurance Company of America. So let's do this, Zachary. Let's grab a quick break. We'll come back, and I want to talk about some of the differences in some of the different disability policies. Stay right there.
Sounds good.
Have you noticed most of the financial literature available is either so specific it doesn't apply or too generic to answer even the most basic questions? This revelation inspired David Holland to write his first two books, Confessions of a Financial Planner, Secrets to a Secure Retirement, and How to Get Great Advice and Avoid Financial Scams. These how-to guides contain easily accessible information on a wide variety of topics concerning personal finances. An effortless weekend read. You'll find clarification on what a mutual fund is, how to choose the right financial professional, and much more. Call Holland Financial at 888-747-PLAN to request a free excerpt from David's first book, Secrets to a Secure Retirement. The number again is 888-747-7526. Or visit davidholland.com for more information on this innovative book series.
Welcome back. We've got Zachary Cohen on the line. He is a registered representative of Park Avenue Securities and a financial representative of Guardian Life Insurance Company of America. And his telephone number, 904-296-1944, if you've got extra questions for Zachary. Or you can call my office and we can talk to you about this and answer any questions you have about disability. So one of the things that's important, I think, Zachary, to distinguish, because people may have heard about disability insurance in the workplace, is you have both group as well as individual policies. Talk a little bit about that with us.
Right. So I'll just I'll point out like the major differences between the group and individual policies. Group insurance is typically going to be paid for by the employer on a tax-deductible basis to the employer. Now, the benefits that would be paid out to the employees are going to be taxable, where an individually owned policy, the insured is usually paying with after-tax dollars, and the benefits that would be payable to the insured are going to be tax-free.
Okay, so if the premium is deductible, the benefits are taxable. If the premium is not deductible, then the benefits are not taxable.
Correct.
Okay. All right. Well, that makes sense. And are there other differences, like the fact that if you leave your employer, you have a policy through your company, you leave, you know, you can't, a lot of times I imagine you can't take that with you.
Yeah, the portability of group insurance is not there. You can't leave your work. If you lose your job, you lose your coverage. Now, a lot of people need to watch out for that, because if they do stay employed with a company for a long time and they think their group insurance is set and then they leave that company, well, at the time they would have to purchase individual coverage, they're going to be much older, and the premiums are going to be more expensive. Mm. Now, an individually owned policy is portable, so if you leave your current position or you lose your job, you still own that policy and that protection is still going to be in place.
All right, so it might be something that somebody wants to really think about. And the other thing I think that's important is the reality is there's a lot of employers, especially smaller employers, they just don't offer disability insurance.
Right.
And so,
right.
You know, somebody really needs to look into it for themselves. And you mentioned this earlier, you know, the risks are pretty significant. You know, we hear about the statistics all the time about long-term care. You know, 2/3 of people will experience some form of long-term care during their lifetime after 65. But, you know, there's plenty of statistics, I'm sure, that you've seen, Zachary, that there's some good chances of running into a disability situation.
Oh, yeah. I was looking at the numbers at the Council of Disability Awareness recently, and I believe it's 1 in 3 young professionals will go through some kind of disability, whether it be an injury or illness, during their career.
Well, that's interesting. Okay, so we've got 1/3 of a chance during our working years for disability, and then we got 2/3 of a chance for long-term care during our retirement years. Boy, we just can't get out of our own way, can we?
We can't.
Well, that's because we are mortal, and that's part of the deal. So,
exactly.
Yeah, you know, we wouldn't need to be worrying about these things if it wasn't for that. But that's part of being responsible. So, all right. So let's shift gears. Let's say that somebody owns a disability policy. And they become sick, or they get hurt, they get injured. What happens next? What's the next step for them to try to get their benefits?
Well, it's what claim requirements do you have to meet in order to satisfy a claim? And it all goes back to the contract language. Generally, when you have a less expensive contract, there's going to be more requirements that you would have to meet to satisfy a claim. The more expensive contracts are going to have less requirements that you would have to meet. There's three ways, when you're looking at a disability policy, there's three ways you can really trigger a claim. The first is total disability. And depending on the contract that you get, the definitions and the language can be different. The more expensive contracts are going to have the stronger definition, which is called own occupation. Now, an own occupation definition allows the insured to work in another occupation and be eligible for total disability benefits. And it's defined as it due to injury or illness if you're unable to perform the material and substantial duties of your own occupation, you can still be gainfully employed in another occupation.
Okay, so if I have a policy that covers me and it covers my own occupation, and something happens where I can't do my job as a financial planner, but let's say I could do something else as productive, then I could go do that other job.
Yeah, let's see. You can't be a financial planner anymore, but maybe you can be a math teacher.
There we go.
And you can do online classes as a math teacher. Well, you can earn an income as a math teacher, and collect your disability benefits at the same time.
That's a great example. That's a great example. All right. So, yeah, it just depends on the contract and then what you're able to do. Now, here's a question that I just want to kind of throw in, or maybe it's a statement and you can give me your thoughts. I've noticed on, you know, television and even on radio and on the internet, there's more and more, I guess, advertising or promotion by attorneys offering to help people get their disability claims paid. Is this because it is such a complex area, or where maybe some of these policies you mentioned where they're it's difficult to get your claims paid because the policies are cheaper and the companies make them more restrictive?
Well, you're exactly right. And I've had conversations with attorneys that sue these disability carriers all the time, and that's the main reason, is the cheaper contracts have more restrictive language, more requirements that the insured has to meet. And unfortunately for the insured, if they're unable to go to work in some capacity, you know, and they've been paying for a disability policy for enough time, they're expecting benefits to be paid out. And if you're dealing with a situation, whether it be an injury or illness, the last thing you want to have to do is start fighting with the insurance company in order to receive the benefits that you believe you're eligible for.
Absolutely. Well, yeah, that was that seems kind of crazy, doesn't it? I mean, I'm sure our listeners would agree. All right. Well, let's take another quick break. If you're just joining us, we've got Zachary Cohen with us, and we're going to come right back and talk more about disability. Stay right there.
If you had a serious health issue, wouldn't you want a second opinion? Is your financial well-being any different? Make sure your retirement plan is the best it can be for your situation. An independent financial advisor can review key elements like stock market exposure, diversification, and fees. Holland Financial is ready to help. Call 888-747-PLAN to schedule your free consultation or visit us at davidholland.com.
And welcome back. If you're just joining us, having a good, solid, and interesting conversation with Zachary Cohen. He is a registered representative of Park Avenue Securities and a financial representative of Guardian Life Insurance Company of America. He is a disability specialist in my book, and I will call on Zachary to help me when somebody needs disability insurance and help them figure out what kind would be appropriate for them. And you know, one of the other, just to digress for a moment, I know you're talking about the things that trigger claims, Zachary. You're distinguishing also, I guess, a little bit about, you know, some more the less expensive coverage with maybe less bells and whistles, harder to maybe get your claim paid. And then also, of course, some of the better policies that are a little easier to get, I guess, your claim paid, if you will, and maybe more benefits. One of the other things that I know that you and I have talked about is that with some of the better built policies, you've also got things where if you know, maybe when you buy the policy originally, you're at a lower wage or you have a lower job and then you get promoted, you make more money later, there's some options for increasing your coverage either automatically or through some sort of, you know, additional add-on down the road.
Right, and a lot of companies, the language differentiates between carriers, but future increase option, guaranteed benefit purchase rider on some of the carriers is what they call them. And pretty much what that'll do is if you have that rider on a contract, there is an amount of money that is set there when you first apply for coverage. And in the future, if your income increases down the road, which a lot of young professionals expect, well, they'd want to increase their disability benefit as well. And in the future, in order to increase the disability benefit, you wouldn't have to do the medical underwriting when you have those riders on the contract. So I always tell people when they're younger, you know, get it while you're young and healthy.
Yeah.
In the future, as your income increases, you can use the future increase option to increase your benefit without having to do the medical underwriting again.
That's a nice option, and that's a good recommendation. Okay, so going back then to Zachary, we were talking about, you know, the qualifying for coverage, more so about triggering the benefits to be paid. The first is to have that total disability. Now, the second, what happens? There's a couple of other options on how to trigger the claim.
Yeah, the second way you can trigger a claim is for what they call residual or partial disability, and this is what I really think is the most important feature of a disability contract, because in most cases, people aren't totally disabled, but they're able to return to work in some capacity. Maybe they're able to do less duties, less time at work, they're earning less money. Well, in those situations, there are the disability contracts that will continue paying you. Now, the stronger contracts, they're obviously going to have less requirements that you would have to meet. They may only have a 15% income loss requirement. Now, the cheaper contracts with weaker contract language are going to have more requirements, like a 20% income loss or specific loss of time or duty requirements. They may even require you to be under the physician's care. So when someone's back to work, but just maybe not in the same capacity that they were before, for example, let's say you had a doctor who was a surgeon, and maybe he couldn't go back and do the surgery anymore, but he can still go back and be a consultant and still run a clinical practice. Well, he's going to have an income loss because most of the income was derived from the surgeries.
Right.
Well, even though he's back at work, because he has that income loss, some of these contracts are going to continue paying him.
Hmm. Interesting. Okay, so when it comes to disability insurance, is it fair to say that you get what you pay for?
The value is related to the premium.
Yeah, or at least you're going to pay for what you do get. Maybe you don't get what you pay for, but you darn sure will pay for what you do get. How about that?
You're exactly right, David.
All right, and there's a third way, right, of triggering claims and getting benefits under a policy?
There is a third way to trigger claims, and people usually don't even look at this this definition of disability, which is called the presumptive definition of disability. And the way that's defined is the loss of the use of two limbs, hearing, speech, or sight. Now, the stronger contracts are going to say that that loss can actually be recoverable. The weaker contracts that you're paying less money for are going to say that that loss has to be irrecoverable. So in a scenario where someone was in a car accident or if they went on a ski trip and they broke two limbs, a leg and an arm, well, you want the contracts that say that that loss can be recoverable. Even though they're able to recover from those breaks down the road, the contracts are going to trigger and the benefits will be paid out. The weaker contracts are going to say, well, we expect you to recover from those fractures or breaks, whatever it is, and we don't consider that a presumptive disability.
Oh, wow. Okay, so you could be laid up for, 6 months in traction and with broken limbs and might not, if depending on the kind of policy you get, you might not have any coverage.
Right.
Wow.
Right.
That's an eye-opener. I mean, I think a lot of times people think, I've got my policy, I'm good to go, I don't need to worry about it, but there's a lot of distinctions or differences that can be between these different policies.
Right. Now, if you have the breaks with the other policies, they're going to pay you out, but you're going to have to satisfy what they call the elimination period. I like to refer to it as the time deductible, the amount of days the insured needs to wait before the policy benefits are payable. Now, with the stronger contracts that would consider a recoverable disability presumptive, they would actually waive that 90-day elimination period.
I'm with you now. Okay.
So that the benefits are paid day one.
There's
a lot of information that goes into it, David.
Oh, I know. That's why I'm very glad you're a resource to me, Zachary, that I can call on you because, nobody can know everything about everything, and you're a great resource on this disability area. Let's do this. Let's take one more quick break. We'll come back and wrap our discussion up with Zachary Cohen. Stay right there.
There are hundreds of annuities available in today's marketplace. How can you know if one is right for you? Certified financial planner David Holland answers this question and more in his educational booklet on annuities. To get your free copy, call Holland Financial at 888-747-PLAN. The annuity booklet provides a plain English explanation of the different types of annuities so you can decide if one is a good fit for your situation. Again, that number is 888-747-7526.
And welcome back. Zachary Cohen's been our guest today. He's a registered representative of Park Avenue Securities and a financial representative of Guardian Life Insurance Company of America, and known to me as a disability specialist because this is something that, I don't do every day as much as some of the other things I do, but I do see plenty of people where they need to get some long-term disability in place. And, that's another thing I wanted to comment with you on or get your take on, Zachary, is, you also have, of course, the distinction between short-term and long-term disability. A lot of the policies I think that we're talking about here are long-term disabilities, long-term disability policy. Short-term policies are sometimes offered at work. And so how do those, are they typically like 13 weeks, 26 weeks? You have like a, when one stops, the other one starts?
Well, typically at work, they have a short-term plan. I mean,
okay.
It could be for 2 years or 180-day benefits. Period, that the benefits would be paid out for 180 days. Now, if they have that kind of coverage at work, you can always coordinate with a long-term disability plan. and just extend the elimination period on the long-term coverage to pick up when the short-term plan stops.
And by lengthening that elimination period, that time deductible, as you referred to it as earlier, that's a lever you can pull or adjust to, you know, to bring the premium down.
Exactly. Okay. It's like increasing your deductible for health insurance.
Okay. So there are, and I guess this is probably the most important thing, this is not a take it or leave it deal. In fact, I actually think disability insurance is one of the most customizable or you could tailor it very specifically to your situation with the length of the time deductible for the elimination period, the benefits you're going to get, all of that stuff. There's a lot of flexibility and options, right, on the type of policy you can get.
Exactly. I mean, long-term disability plans today are typically paid out to age 65. Nowadays, they have the contracts that are paying to 67. They even have lifetime benefits contracts. You've got a 10-year or 5-year benefit period that you can also get. So there's a lot of different options. Obviously, the shorter the benefit period, the less money it's going to be.
So you can go at it two ways then in terms of your policy. You can say, okay, look, I've got X amount of money that I have to work with or I have available to work with that I'm going to get the best policy I can for that price. That's my budget, if you will. Or I can look at it from the standpoint, well, let me start with what I need and then try to find the cheapest policy that meets the need.
Right. And also, you know, people need to remember that, you know, depending on their medical history, they may not get what they apply for. Some people may go into underwriting looking for a 2-age 65 or 67 contract, but if they've got a history of medical conditions, it's likely that the insurance company is going to come back and they may have an offer of only a 5-year benefit period. And I just want people to know, you know, it's not terrible to get a 5-year benefit period. Most people are walking around with no disability coverage whatsoever. So I think the Council of Disability Awareness, the average disability is a little over 2.5 years, between 2 and 3 years. So if you have a 5-year or 10-year benefit period, that's still very strong coverage.
That's a good point, Zachary, because and if you think about it, kind of on the flip side of it, without that coverage, if you've got a 5-year hole in your income, I mean, good grief! You know,
right.
that would hurt. You know, the vast majority of people pretty bad to have 3 to 5 years without income.
Exactly. So you know, that's going back to saying that disability for people in their working years, you know, I consider at least the foundation.
Well, I can tell you, Zachary, but for people that I consult with who are in the working years, the working phase of their life, before we start talking about investing their money with my firm, I talk to them about making sure they've got disability either at work or an individual policy. So that's, you're right on the money.
Right. I work with a lot of like reps and who really don't focus on insurance much. And when I go in, I meet with them, you know, it's a simple conversation, just asking them, you know, how, are you going to be able to keep that client if they suffer a disability? What's going to happen to the money you're managing for them if they don't have that protection in place? So not only does it protect their clients, it protects their business as
well.
Yeah,
that's a fair way to put it. All right. Well, Zachary Cohen, thank you very much, sir, for being on the program. Zachary is a disability income specialist. He's also a registered representative of Park Avenue Securities and a financial representative of Guardian Life Insurance Company of America. Zachary, thank you for being on the program.
I appreciate you having me on, David.
Oh, you're very welcome. Thank you.
Want to learn more about Real Money with David Holland? Visit us at realmoneyradio.com, where you can listen live or to the archives. You can also email us your questions, comments, or show ideas to info@realmoneyradio.com. Be sure to like us on Facebook at Real Money with David Holland.
Remember, nobody cares more about your money than you do. This has been Real Money with David Holland. Thank you for listening.